96.5 Fan, your home Kansas City Chiefs, Kansas City Royals, K-State Athletics, Kansas City Sports, in a nutshell right there for you. Saturday, KU Mizzou, Sunday's NFL slate. Friday, the Kansas City Chiefs and co. are in Sao Paulo for their first game of the season, and why not? We go to the wife of the head coach, Andy Reid. We are now joined by Tammy Reid. Tammy, how are you on this wonderful Tuesday morning?
I am super-de-duper. How are you?
Fantastic.
We are doing wonderful. How's the fundraising efforts coming with the Harris Carney House?
You know what? I haven't checked in for a few days, but pretty good. I know that all of my friends have all entered the raffle. They're like, you know what the best part of that whole package is? I'm like, oh, I know. And I go, what do you think it is? And I'm asking you guys, what do y'all think it is?
Well, I think it's the field passes before the game. That's where I would go with that, right?
Pre-game passes, like that's something that not a lot of people get to do, and it makes people's like centuries. They're like, this is the best experience. I'm like, I know. That's why I threw them in.
Yeah, no, it's really cool. And so what we're asking people to do, you guys are raising money in the raffles on Sunday, if I'm not mistaken. You guys are going to do it live on Sunday and draw the winner. And if you make a donation for the Harris Carney House, which is the oldest two-story brick home in Kansas City, by the way, you guys are refinishing it and doing it all up to a tune of $500,000 in renovations. I love it. You guys can enter the raffle, and you'll get tickets to the Ravens game, sideline passes to the Ravens game as well, autograph Andy Reid football, and so much more fun that we just can't put a price tag on. Right, Tammy?
No. And you get parking.
Oh, wow. That's big. Yes.
Parking is huge, too, especially at Arrowhead.
Yes, no doubt about it.
I mean, we're a full-service organization there.
Tell me about this, the Harris Carney House, and why, for you and Andy, it's something that is important to get renovated.
Well, you know what? As people know, Coach loves history, and his tour of the place, he was like riveted. He could not, we could have been there for 5 hours and he would have been just fine. But just to preserve the things of our past, it's good for the kids that have no idea where they came from, how they got here, why our city is so great, what happened at this home. The education alone is kind of, I think, one of the best things about it is learning what happened before all of us. And we're talking hundreds of years ago, like so far ago. And I think it's important because we just need to know that, keep it, preserve it. It's not going to be around forever. And, well, we're hoping it'll be around forever. We're going to fix it up so that it does.
Yeah, and then that's what you want. You want it there forever because it tells stories, too. I mean, that's the best part about history, these living museums, right? Telling all these stories about stuff you didn't know, and then you learn it. You're like, oh, that's why this is called this, or that's named that, and things of that nature.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I love the fact that you guys are on board with this. How can people enter to win? What do they have to do? Where can they go to get these raffle tickets? Because those sideline passes, those are the best.
Well, they go to, Westport Historical Society. I think that's where we've got
I got it. WestportHistoricalKC.org/raffle, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's it. You had the answer all along.
I did. I wanted to set you up and let you knock the ball out of the ballpark, right?
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You got it.
I appreciate y'all letting us talk about it on here, and I hope that a lot of people are interested in it, will join the Westport Historical Society and also enter the raffle so that they can have a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And if I'm real on the ball that day, I'll come down and say, hey, y'all are the raffle winners. Like, that sometimes happens.
That's kind of cool, too. So they can register and enter and buy their raffle ticket at WestportHistoricalKC.org/raffle. $25 a ticket, 5 for $100, gets you in. 2 tickets to the September 28th game against the Ravens, 2 pregame field passes, parking pass, and an Andy Reid football, all for the $25 auction price. That's not a bad deal at all. Get your tickets now.
Great. I love it. Thank you.
Have fun in Brazil, all right?
I will.
And go bring us a win.
That's the plan.
No doubt. Tammy, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you, Bob.
Bye. It's Tammy Reid. Get your entries now.
No doubt about it. Coming up in a little bit, we'll get the start bench cut here on Fesco and Dusty. It's brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Get in to know Jay's Southland Tow. Brazil, man. Never been. You think you'll ever go to Brazil?
I don't know the answer to that question. I'm not going to say no and limit, you know. I don't know. I don't know much about Brazil, quite honestly. I'm anxious to see the way that they show it during the game, you know, and you know, what's there to see and
yeah,
all that. Like,
sort of B-roll.
You know, I've kind of not delved into South America. It's not been like, you know, we take the kids to Europe and whatnot and whatnot. I've never done the South America thing. I've never been to South America. I don't know that I've even considered. Has that ever been on your guys' bucket list, South America or anything like that? I don't know. It's just never been someplace really that I've, you know, wanted to go to.
Yeah, until recently, my dad's taken some trips there and done some scuba diving and stuff.
Oh, that's
kind
of cool.
And that's pretty cool. I like that kind of vibe. But no, you're right. It's always been, I've always thought about like Europe and all that sort of stuff. But no, I think Brazil would be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Be pretty.
Yeah, I think so. I'm anxious. You're right. The B-roll that they're going to show in the city and the area and all that kind of stuff. Like, I'm anxious to see that because I'm ignorant on this. I've never really looked into or thought about it. I know a lot of people go to, you know, Medellin and Colombia and whatnot, and that's like a short flight from Miami and 2 hours down and 2 hours back. And so I do know a lot of people that do that, and that's kind of become a big city. I think Sao Paulo is kind of starting to come, you know, on the scene, but it's never been, you know, one of those places that I've considered. Maybe that changes Friday night where you go, exactly. Damn, that looks like a great place to go.
Good Morning Football rolling along with their playoff predictions early in the season. Jamie's list: Bills, Ravens, Jags, Broncos. Wild card: Patriots, Steelers, Chiefs. Final wild card. How about that?
That's fine. Go on the road to Baltimore and take care of the Ravens in the first round of the playoffs. The 2-7 game. Fine.
Sure. Mante,
go for it.
Mante Teo trying to catfish people with his sort of predictions: Bills, Ravens, Texans, Broncos. Wild card: Chiefs, top wild card, and then Chargers and Steelers. Followed by Kyle Brandt, the smartest guy in the room. Chiefs are the one seed. Followed by the Ravens, Bills, Texans, Chargers, Steelers, Patriots. All making the wild cards.
Yeah, I read an article about Kyle Brandt. He goes, "I'm just tired of the hot take in sports. Why are we doing this?" And then he goes, "Chiefs."
Because Chiefs, one seed.
That's the right thing to do. Everybody's trying to make a name from themselves, right? In this industry, it's like, ooh, let me say something that's going to get me noticed. Let me say something stupid. Let me yell real loud. And Kyle Brandt's like, "I had enough of this, man. Like, the Chiefs are the best team, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to take the Chiefs, and we're going to win every game 35-0. We're going to beat everybody's ass," right? That's just kind of the way that it is. That's the logical approach. But in sports media these days, you do overthink everything. Everybody overthinks. Everybody's out there trying to make a name for themselves and sound smarter than everybody else so they can say they called all this kind of stuff. Meanwhile, when the right answer is right there, it's there looking at you right in the face. It's so simple, but nobody wants to take the right answer because it's too easy. And you start to second, like when you had a test and you knew the answer right away, go with that gut feeling. Just go with your gut feeling. Usually it's right.
And then
you stray away and you're like, and you overthink.
Yep.
And then you pick the wrong answer. Like, damn, I should have gone with my gut. That's what the Chiefs are. They're that gut feeling. Just go with the team that feels right.